This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
The livestock industry saw some positive growth in poultry with some strong trends for beef, hogs, and dairy as we head into 2026. University of Kentucky livestock economist Dr. Kenny Burdine says one positive for the dairy industry is potential growth.
Western movement of the dairy sector has really changed, and we're seeing a lot of dairy operations move back into the east and the south, and I think there's potential for Kentucky to see some growth going forward.
Burdine says the poultry industry saw growth in two ways.
Slaughter's up about 2%. I want to make this point too. While slaughter is up 2%, production's actually up about 3.5%. So in addition to more birds, we're also seeing larger birds, and both those are in response to market conditions right now.
He adds the hog market also saw some strong trends in 2025.
Farrow to finish returns, at least on paper, looked as good as they looked in a long time in summer of 2025. Will talked about exports. Pork exports were down 2.4% through July. That's our last data point right now. I just want to make that point because our beef exports are down 11%.
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Here at H&R AgriPower, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use Case IH genuine parts.
Only Case IH genuine parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment.
They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original Case IH genuine parts. To find Case IH genuine parts, visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield, Kentucky.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
University of Kentucky livestock economist Dr. Kenny Burdine says although the beef herd is smaller, production's up.
Came into this year with the smallest beef herd we'd had since 1961. If you've heard me say that out in a county setting, I like to follow it up by saying that we produce about 60% more beef now than we did with that same number of cows in 1961. That's an important point.
Burdine says fed cattle prices continue to show a strong trend.
Calf values are a little more than twice what they were 3 years ago. And there may not be anything I can say to frame this cattle discussion any more than that.
Follow Trappin' to Bluegrass on Facebook and X and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Trappin' to Bluegrass.